Hi, welcome to our podcast called Clothing Reviews with Katie Serrano, June Wooly, Sophia Silva, and Xenia Politis. Today we'll be reviewing three stores, Lululemon, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Hope you enjoy.
The first store that we will be reviewing today is Lululemon. Here are some pros and cons.
The first pro for Lululemon is that it is good quality.
Okay, so although the clothing is very durable and it will last you a long time, it's still really, really expensive. Like, I have leggings from there that are about $118, and that's a lot. And, like, a lot of people just aren't willing to spend that much.
Yeah, I have these black leggings, and they were, like, around $100. And as Katie said, people aren't going to spend $100 on leggings. Although they're, like, worth it. It's not just like a regular show you'd go to shop to.
Like, people don't really realize like how much, like, it's worth it in some cases.
Yeah.
Also, the headband that I was talking about, the gray one that I have, it's like really expensive. It's like $15 for just one headband. Even though it's like really good, it's like really expensive for some people.
I have a sweatshirt from there, and it's really good, but it's really expensive.
So we just finished reviewing Lululemon, and now we're on to reviewing the pros and cons of the store Abercrombie.
The first pro for Abercrombie and Fitch is that it is very cute and trendy.
Another pro on it is that it smells very good when it comes in there, so like you would want to stay in there, and it's very welcoming.
Yeah, and like the whole store, like there's a bunch of different like clothes. Like, there's a variety of items you can have in there.
Yeah, like they have everything from scrunchies and bathing suits to like jeans and sweaters. Like, you can really go in there for anything you need.
Yeah.
A con for Abercrombie is that it's very popular, so some people might think that's a good thing, but it's kind of bad because you're going to see most people wearing the clothes that's there.
Yeah, as we said, as a pro, it's a really trendy store, but since it's really trendy, a lot of people are going to have it. So if you're wearing the same clothes as someone, no one really likes that.
Yeah, like I have like this short sleeve shirt from there that like another girl in my school has.
So the next store we're going to be doing is Dick's Sporting Goods. So the first pro to Dick's Sporting Goods is that it contains like a variety of different brands. Like, you can find Nike, Under Armour, 90 Degree, a bunch of different brands for athletic stuff. And you can also find like a lot of athletic items like baseball bats, field hockey, sticks. You can find many things there that you need.
They also have a variety of types of shoes. Like, they're really nice. They're like all different colors. They don't have like the same like type of shoe. It's really nice. And yeah.
So our con for Dick's Sporting Goods is that the Nike Pros, they always change, like, the band of the Nike Pros.
Like, they used to have, like, Nike Pro spandex shorts. They used to have, like, really good ones, and now they keep changing them, and there aren't, like, a lot of options anymore. Also, there isn't really great service there.
Yeah, the employees are very rude and disrespectful.
Like, not all of them, but, like, a couple of people are.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you had a lot of fun, and we hope you enjoyed it. We definitely did. So, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.